and good day to you all. Dear ones, it is Portia and the guides. And gratitude is your question this week. We love this question. You ask about what is the value of gratitude? Why should I be grateful? It is quite a thing that everyone is talking about these days, the value of gratitude. But what really is the worth and the value of gratitude? Gratitude is a golden key to your peace, the quality of your life, the quality of your thoughts, your emotions, your beingness. It is when you recognize that good is present in every moment, and you in that way are giving thanks to creation, to God, the divine source, for this creation, this beautiful realm that you are abiding in now as a human being. What gratitude does, it opens up the floodgates of goodness and awareness and understanding and expansive knowingness of the goodness of God, the goodness of you, of the situation, of everyone in your world, whether it be in the closeness of your partner or children or family or community or the world, that you are saying yes, you are agreeing that this creation is unfolding in its perfect way. What this does is it creates again a flood of goodness, of knowingness, of awareness, of the light bulb going on for you to understand why a particular situation or moment is what it is. It allows the flow of life and of love to you truly. In any situation where you are not agreeing to this, where you are asking, why is this happening to me? I do not like this. This is painful. This cannot be right. I must do something to change it. What can I do? What can I force often to change this situation so I feel better? This is the ego mind that is trying to protect you for certain. But it's coming from a limited view and also from its perceptions of all things past, because it has no intelligence about the future. It is all based on the past. So in any given moment, it brings its own thoughts and fight to the situation to make you feel better. But we know, dear hearts, that you are more interested in evolving your being, evolving every aspect that has been limited or distorted within your being. You're asking for the light to shine in these areas, shadow areas, darker areas that need light. So gratitude is an essential ingredient to your evolution. Gratitude in every moment, in every situation. We realize this is difficult, but it truly is a discipline. And we do not mean in a militaristic or a harmful way, but simply that you are watching your thoughts. And in a situation, in any situation, where you are unhappy or discontent, where you stop and you give gratitude first for the situation. You give gratitude for the blessing that is here for you, for the gifts of greater awareness, of greater fortitude, greater compassion, greater patience, whatever it is for you to learn, because every moment is a gift, is a learning moment for you. If you allow your ego to dismiss it or try to wrangle it down and make you feel better temporarily, it is a missed opportunity. And again, we understand how tempting it is to feel that you are a victim in a situation, and then the ego comes in and is boastful and is grabbing the wheel of your car to manage the situation. What you truly want is learning, greater light in your being, greater lightness. And so, as you express gratitude, all of the goodness then is able to flow to you, the understanding, the knowingness, the gifts, the blessings. This is like opening the big door. It is like opening the big door to the goodness that is waiting for you. Gratitude is the key to this in every situation. And it must be genuine, dear ones. It cannot simply be that you are wrangling yourself into being grateful or saying grateful words, but it is humbly, with bended knee and bowed head, to be grateful for the moment that you are facing. And then you will always ask, what is here for me? What are the gifts here for me? And there may also be gifts for others, because as you are a healing agent in any scenario with others, the healing ripples out. It is similar to the presence of Jesus Christ, that even as he walked past people, they were healed, they were calmed, they were restored to wholeness. The energy of love, of humility, of gratitude for life is the key here. We are most grateful for your question about gratitude, and we ask you this week to practice this, to watch your thinking and see how many moments the voice of doom and gloom, or victim, or impatience, or lack of confidence, self-doubt, it does not matter what it is. If you feel your energy dip or drop, this is not God. This is not your spirit's presence. So you have the opportunity, when you are doing the dishes and your thoughts are simply going, or you are driving to work, or you are getting ready for bed, or taking a walk. It does not matter. You have the great opportunity to, in each moment, humbly, genuinely, give gratitude for that moment, whatever it is, for the blessings and its gifts. Practice this week, we ask you, and we promise you it will bring enlightenment, greater confidence, greater peace and joy to you and to those around you as well. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.